Today is Friday, March 8th. The title for our devotional is From Babylon with Love. That's a playoff of an old movie, From Russia with Love, which I've never seen, so maybe I shouldn't be quoting it, but whatever. Here we go. Today we come to the end of the letter. Let's read Peter's closing, 1 Peter 5, 12-14. By Silvanus, a faithful brother as I regard him, I have written briefly to you, exhorting and declaring that this is the true grace of God. Stand firm in it. She who is at Babylon, who is likewise chosen, sends you greetings, and so does Mark, my son. Greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace to all of you who are in Christ. Silvanus here is likely the Latin name for Silas, Paul's companion, who is regularly mentioned throughout Acts. Silas was a Roman citizen, which means he could travel more freely throughout the empire. He likely transcribed this letter for Peter, which explains the more complex Greek than a Galilean fisherman would be capable of. He also likely carried the letter and read it to the believers dispersed throughout Asia Minor, adding any context that they needed or answering any questions they had as to what Peter meant. Mark here is likely John Mark, also noted in Acts. He was likely Peter's close associate, who also wrote the Gospel of Mark. This gospel was from the testimony of Peter then. Mark wasn't Peter's literal son, but Peter was likely his mentor in Christ, and therefore he calls him his son. Again, his purpose in writing was to declare to them the true grace of God in the gospel, to exhort them to stand firm in it amidst the social pressures to disavow Jesus or abandon his way. The reference to Babylon is almost universally thought to be a veiled description of Rome. Peter was likely pastoring a church in Rome at this time. The she then is referring to the church that Peter is pastoring. Babylon here carries primarily the sense of the Jewish exile from the Old Testament. Just as his audience is an exile in Asia Minor, Peter is an exile in Rome, even if he isn't forced. All Christians then should view their relationship to their society as an exile and sojourn. Our primary residence, as has been a theme throughout this book, is in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of man then is always not our home. In applying this very simple text in closing, it seems to me we need to begin viewing America more as Babylon and less as Jerusalem. Jerusalem from the Old Testament was God's holy city where his presence dwelt in his temple. The people of God lived there and under the authority of God. Therefore, the society and culture of Jerusalem was to be aligned with God. Babylon, conversely, was a pagan city that epitomized evil, both sinful living and demonic power at work behind the governing bodies. Satan uses the values of every culture, even if they are good values, to lure Christians away from obedience to the ways of Jesus. Our American culture is no different. For too long, it seems to me we have mistakenly viewed America as synonymous with the kingdom of God. It is not, and it never was. Instead of clamoring after power, then, we should be far more concerned with faithfully living the way of Jesus amidst even a culture that is unfavorable to the gospel. In thinking of our culture as a Jerusalem culture, we have grown soft in our faith and have failed to see the devil's prowling and roaring. Therefore, many Christians have been devoured by our culture, substituting Jesus as Lord of their lives and replaced him with their political party, their family, their job, or their self. Again, a resilient faith recognizes and resists the pressures of the culture seeking Christians to conform to the ways of Babylon. It then stands firm in the true gospel of God's grace. Let's be people of God who stand firm in the gospel of grace.